Welcome to another in the series of Mystical Perspectives. My name is Reverend Cindy Palos, and I'm here to join you today to go into a great subject with Mystical Perspectives. I'm going to be reading from the wonderful book by Dr. Paul Leon Masters, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations with Practical, Mystical, and Spiritual Inspiration Applied to Your Life. And we've gone through quite a few pages. I'm up to page 59 here, and we're into a new subject matter, which is a great one, happiness. And we're going to be reading some of these affirmations on happiness and talking a little bit about that. These wonderful words are from this book, which you can get on Amazon and at metaphysics.com. And if you go to metaphysics.com, you can find also more on these lectures that were done by Dr. Paul Leon Masters. Also, his latest book, Meditation Dynamics. But I've been enjoying reading these different affirmations. The way it works is I take one page and I meditate on it for a week. And then we share them together in the affirmations, followed by just some thoughts and ideas about the subject. So let's start with achieving lasting happiness affirmations, starting with reality. I spiritually recognize that lasting happiness is not as a result of fortune, fame, power, or anything limited by the transitory and temporary nature of human life or physical reality alone. So there's something more, right? There's something more than our limited time-stamped human life and more than the physical reality. There's something more than buying the latest big product and more than getting famous, more than being rich, more than being the president. There's a deeper connection that makes us happy. Repeating this again on reality, I spiritually recognize that lasting happiness is not as a result of fortune, fame, power, or anything limited by the transitory and temporary nature of human life or physical reality alone. The next one is lasting. I acknowledge that the only thing that is lasting is the eternal. And if I am to have lasting happiness, it must be associated and one with eternal happiness. Now, this is such a big subject because if we really are going to go beyond the small picture, the details of our life, we can go to the larger, bigger picture tied into the universal source consciousness of God. And there was a wonderful book called Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And the subtitle was It's All Small Stuff. And I love that book. Just about the subject, you know, we get really hung up in the day-to-day details and things that aren't going our way and we try so hard. But it can take us away from that inner connection of peace and happiness. Repeating lasting, I acknowledge that the only thing that is lasting is the eternal. And if I am to have lasting happiness, it must be associated and one with eternal happiness. Very important subject, isn't it? And very important. All right, the next one is recognition. Well, let's go to eternal presence. This is important. This presence is beyond just the eternal happiness. It's the presence. This comes up time and time again, this presence. So let's read this one. I recognize that eternal presence is absolute reality, existing everywhere. And I am a part of everything. It exists in me. Well, we know that. We know that our atoms are all one. We know that we're all connected to one another through the atoms and the energy field that we are. And we are all a part of that everything. So that eternal presence is the absolute reality existing everywhere. And I am a part of everything. It exists in me. Now, here's the key. How do you find that existence in you? Here's the answer. Meditation. Through my daily practice of meditation, I open my body, mind, and soul to the energy beingness of eternal presence or absolute reality, which my intuition interprets as God within myself. So here's how you connect to that presence, that energy beingness, that absolute reality. But it takes that dedicated daily meditation to cut through the ego, to cut through the details, to cut through the clouds, to cut through all the thoughts and worries, and to get back to that presence and that eternal within you. The next affirmation is realization. I realize that God or eternal presence and absolute reality is lasting happiness. So what is happiness? All right, repeat. I'll give you the answer right here in this affirmation, realization. I realize that God or eternal presence and absolute reality is lasting happiness. So when we can connect with that God presence, we are connecting with absolute reality and with absolute lasting happiness. Next is oneness. I recognize that to the degree that I am one with God's presence within me, to the same measure do I experience lasting happiness. I experienced a state of enlightenment, cosmic consciousness, when I was 15 years old. I'd been meditating for a year and a half. And the bliss and the happiness that you find in that state of oneness with God is beyond words. It is so amazingly powerful, so blissful, that you it's hard to even put into words. It's like the light that you see there that's so unbelievably bright. So repeating oneness, I recognize that to the degree that I am one with God's presence within me, to that same measure do I experience lasting happiness. Yes. And the last affirmation here is contentment. My lasting happiness is as a result of an ongoing awareness of my oneness with God's presence within me, which provides lasting contentment for my soul. And that's a sort of peace. When you have that achievement of knowing how to connect with that presence, you do find the peace that passeth understanding, and you are content because you know you have it all right there. And you recognize where you fit into the whole puzzle. You understand that understanding is really that love of God. Repeating the last one here, contentment. My lasting happiness is as a result of an ongoing awareness of my oneness with God's presence within me, which provides lasting contentment for my soul. Well, I am so glad that Dr. Masters brought up this important subject because, you know, a lot of the reasons people turn to God or meditation or the lessons and metaphysics is to really be able to find a kind of happiness. They often have found something deep happen in their life and they need to find an answer. They need to find that key, and indeed you can find it when you meditate. Happiness really comes in lots and lots of ways. And it can be just a moment. It can be watching a beautiful sunrise. But it's important to know that happiness is right here and this presence within our soul, and that you can consciously clear away the chatter and the negative energy and find that positive energy, that positive vibration that brings you that happiness. And in that, you are in the flow, the divine flow, to help you find that happiness. I wrote a poem here about this. It's called Simple Happiness. Lord, may I find happiness in the simple things in life that you provide for here on earth. The beauty of a sunrise, the power of the wind, the rain that washes away the tears, the laughter of the children here. Your grace I find, which releases fear. May I clear away any blocks I have that have closed me off from love. For love's the greatest gift. The past is past, and when I can call upon your holy dove, that presence, I discover the blessings of life. In the moment that I find that happiness cannot be captured, for it's present in the peaceful state of mind. All of the riches of the world, all of the accolades that power brings, cannot take the place of true happiness, which comes from simple things. I know this life is fleeting. May I stop and find the time to appreciate my loved ones and show gratitude for the blessings that I find. For happiness comes in many ways, and sometimes we don't even know that what can make us happy is right here in the presence within our soul. And this is so true, and you know, there's lots of keys, and I love how many times His Holiness the Dalai Lama has given talks on happiness. And if you listen to him talk, and if you watch him, this man has had so many of his followers and the wonderful people of Tibet tortured and killed, and he's lost his homeland, cannot return, and yet he's happy. He does exude happiness. He finds laughter almost always in all of his talks, and he talks about this happiness so often and what it takes. One of the things he says, and one of the key things he does say about happiness, is that if we can let go of ourselves and stop thinking about ourselves, and if we go out and help someone else, if we offer ourselves in service and aid to someone else, that we will find happiness by giving and sharing and helping. That he believes brings true joy, and that's definitely worth thinking about. I know another key is in gratitude. Anytime you start to think of things that may be difficult and challenging in your life, and you start to feel down or depressed, all you have to do is make a list of things that you're grateful for. And it doesn't take long at all. I know I try to do at least 5 a night before I go to sleep and be grateful for things that happen in the course of the day. It can be little things. It can be just taking the time to do a walk, taking the time to think of a loved one, of what we have compared to people in third world countries. But if you remember to be grateful, it's very hard to be down and unhappy. I also wrote this. There is a spark of magic that can be ignited in your life. For an eternal flame burns there deep within your heart. You can invite the Spirit's presence here into this moment of your very life, and even in the hard times, you can pray for that magic light. There is a simple happiness that can be found deep within. That smile of understanding that reflects God's universal grin. And a little bit of magic can begin with the gift of this kiss of spirit that invites you to open your heart to welcome it and breathe that presence of love in. Identify with that eternal presence. Embrace the blessings of God's love and give thanks for the simple happiness and the grace of awareness that comes for you to know. Now, in Dr. Master's book today, in almost every single affirmation, he brings in the presence. And it's interesting, I was meditating on this morning, I'm going, okay, what's the difference between the presence and the Holy Spirit? There's a lot of similarity, but the presence is always there with us. There is that spark, that presence, that God within. And what happens is we put so many layers that cover it up, over it. We have clouds and clouds of things that are on in our mind that we keep from allowing and opening for that sun to shine through, the sun of the presence. And that presence is very key. And Dr. Masters reinforces how important this presence is for lasting happiness, right? And there is this energy you feel when you're aligned with the presence. That presence is alive, and it also is reflected not only in you, but around you. There's this magic in the presence. You can almost see it like in the colors of the rainbow. There are just these circles of cosmic energy that draw you to be aligned with the love of the presence and the presence of the love. There's an energy that brings you to see that bigger picture I was talking about earlier, the movie of your life. And there's a beautiful, beautiful song that I love by Bette Midler, From a Distance. Whenever I fly, and I travel quite often, I love just looking down, especially when you're taking off from the ground and you just see everything slipping away. And all of a sudden, your whole perception of the world changes when you see it up from the air. And the higher you go, it just looks like it's just a little dream down there. And indeed, we are in a dream. We're kind of in the movie of our life and the Maya of our life, and we're interacting with that. But we're also interacting with the presence. And with that presence, the power of the earth and the moon and the light and that inner power of love. And you'll see that presence reflected around you. You'll find it is really in your true identity, that joy also that is in your soul. And that soul holds the presence that is eternal. So when we drop our body and move on, we are still in that presence, that blessed presence of light eternal that takes us on beyond this life and moves on and lives forever. And Dr. Masters talks about that also. What is lasting eternal presence, that lasting happiness? That is eternal. That is the presence. So you can find this joy. In fact, you find a bliss. God's presence gives you that through any difficult time. There's a great saying in the Bible that Jesus said, "Come unto me, all who are burdened, and I will give you rest." So God's reminding us to talk to him every day, and that's in our meditation, that's in our prayers, that conversation. And when we have worries, we can turn them over to God and let God's will be done and realize it's in God's hands anyway. And the more we can do this, the more we can find that joy, that bliss, when we align with the presence and with God. So remember the keys here. Happiness comes when we give up our ego, when we turn ourselves over to God's will, when we align with the presence, when we give of ourselves and help other people, and we give of service. Happiness can come from looking at the beauty of your life around you, from enlightenment, from the gratitude that comes in being alive, gratitude for all that we have that's been given to you. So we can open up our heart and really let that love light in, and we open up our soul and align with what God's energy will bring to us. And we reset our mind to the soul's purpose. And we call upon the Lord and we ask the precious guidance of the presence to be with us always. And it helps to bring us to that point of happiness. And from the spin and the run and the things that we use to distract us from the fact that we aren't finding happiness in the outer things, only because we need to find that great happiness within. I'm going to close today's mystical perspective with the Aramaic Lord's Prayer, which I have been doing for all, I think, about 27 episodes now. And this is coming from one of the interpretations of the Lord's Prayer in the Aramaic version. And it goes, Father, Mother of the cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us to fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. Let us not enter into forgetfulness tempted by false appearances, for from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song which sanctifies all, renewed eternally in our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. Amen. Today's talk was based on spiritual mind power affirmations. It's a wonderful book by Dr. Paul Leon Masters, and it covers practical, mystical, and spiritual inspiration. It's 130 pages of very powerful seed affirmations that help you to shed old mental and emotional patterns and connect you with your higher universal mind for guidance. And we will be continuing, I do this every week, on the subject of happiness. Today was achieving lasting happiness. The next talk I'll be giving from the book is Creating a Good Karma Future. You can find information about this at the main site, metaphysics.com. You also can go there to find out about how you can be involved in metaphysics, and maybe you want to get a bachelor's degree or become a minister. Look over the wonderful, great resources that are available there. These books are also available at Amazon. If you go to Amazon, you can not only find Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, but you can also find Dr. Master's latest book, Meditation Dynamics, and his first book called Mystical Insights. Also, if you want, I have a website dedicated to just the, we're going over here, these talks, and I put every single one of the talks I've given so far up there where you can listen for free. And that's at Mystical Perspectives, with an S, mysticalperspectives.com. And you can go there to listen to all the talks we've had to this point. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen. I hope that you find that lasting happiness and that presence of God within. God bless you all and always.